And today's homework class is to write a list of your favorite things. School's out! Alright, so we're here with some of our favorite things, and actually we don't know what our favorite things are yet, but we have a list of what to talk about.
These are some of our favorite things!
Fuck you, Oprah.
That wasn't in tune with the Gone with the...
What?
Mountains.
What?
What's that song from?
It's a... Sound of Music?
Sound of Music, yeah.
Yeah.
I stayed in the Von Trapp Lodge in one time.
Did you stay in the jail cell that Bjork stayed in for Dancer in the Dark?
No, I hope I would never do that.
Because
that would be scary. Yeah, but this show is devoted to our self-indulgently favorite things.
Which you all hate.
Yeah, you'll probably fucking hate what we like. But whatever. This is our podcast. So, piss off!
So, Neil wrote this list. He kind of went over it, but I haven't had time to think. So this is all me on my toes.
Sorry! Yeah, so we'll start off with one. So, our favorite starlet.
Which, I mean celebrity, right?
Yeah, but, like, female movie celebrity.
Oh, has to be a girl?
Yeah. Well, starlet. I mean, the L-E-T-T-E. It's French for girl, female, starlet.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Sure it is.
Well, you go ahead and start off. Who's your favorite female?
I will say definitively... I would see. I wrote it, and I was gonna say, Shannon Sossaman, star of 40 Days, 40 Nights, A Knight's Tale, a few other movies. But I have to say, definitively, my favorite starlet would have to be Lauren Bacall.
Who's that?
Lauren Bacall. She was in a lot of Humphrey Bogart movies. She was in the Maltese Falcon. But, older actress, I mean, like, 1950s actress, but, she was very, very beautiful back in the day, and great actress, so, yeah, Lauren Bacall is definitely my favorite starlet.
I think, I know it's hard to decide for me sometimes, but I definitely love Rosario Dawson.
Yeah, I was gonna guess Rosario Dawson.
Because she always amazes me, and she's awesome.
Yeah,
it's hard to say. She's a great actress, and every time you see her, she does something a little bit different, and... Still is amazing.
I agree. She's very good.
There are other great actresses too, like the classics, like Susan Sarandon, which is classics for us in our generation.
Yeah, which is unusual.
Yeah,
it's like Susan Sarandon's a classical actress. Like, she's just not that old.
And Glenn Close is great. Ever since I saw her in Heights, that's won me over there, which you haven't seen probably.
But I think she's a really underestimated because everyone looks at her and thinks serious, but she's very good. I bet she has a smelly vagina. What? No, I didn't.
No.
That's not true. I don't actually think that.
She doesn't have a vagina.
No, she had it removed. She has a smiley face.
She had it removed in the 80s.
Alright, these next couple ones are a little easier. So, favorite sodas. Favorite soda. Mine is Dr. Pepper and all the iterations of Dr. Pepper being like Dr. Thunder, Mr. Pibb. There's tons of others.
Yeah, there's, you know, Dr. Thunder, who, is that Harris Teeter?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys all have Harris Teeter, but we do.
We got the teeter down here.
The teat, as we sometimes say.
Yeah, the withered teat.
The Taj Mateet.
Taj Mateeter. But yeah, I definitely like the pepper-esque sodas.
It's weird because I hate Mountain Dew a lot. It's my least favorite flavor, probably. But Diet Mountain Dew is probably my favorite drink as far as soda goes. And also, I'm a really, really huge fan recently of Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
Every other Coke, not so much.
What about Pepsi One?
I haven't really investigated that one that much. But I usually like Pepsi better than Coke, but Coke Zero, that shit, got me one. I get addicted. I think there's something in that little ingredient they have. Because sometimes I'm like... I gotta get my fix on some Coke Zero.
he's slapping his arm like a heroin addict.
Yeah,
no, but I have to say, fuck.
It's true, though.
I just lost my train of thought.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, it does. But
But.
Asses.
Go ahead and get your titty in the way. There.
Oh, yeah. Hey, titties. Titty. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Let's just say that's over and done with. I do like Diet Dr. Pepper as well, which a lot of people will think is heinous, but especially Miss Amber Brunier will think that's heinous. Amber, we brought you up on the show.
Yeah.
Not your voice, but your visage.
We'll play your non-existent voicemail someday.
Yeah. Or not.
No, probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Just kidding.
But, okay, so the next is favorite candy bar. Mine's really generic, but do you want to go ahead and... Do you have a favorite one?
I don't generally eat a lot of candy bars, but I do occasionally like to indulge in some. I think you can't really beat Reese's. There's not really a bar, but they're cups. But
well, we can go with cups. That's fine. Bar, is it cups, allowed? Whatever. My favorite is very generic, but I do it because it's got a lot of protein.
I want to watch it.
It's Snickers. Snickers is my favorite candy bar. It's so generic, I know, but I love Snickers. Snickers is good. I like the name, and Snickers.
We both were talking about this earlier, how we both like Crackle.
Yeah, Crackle's good.
And we think it might be more so the name, Crackle?
Yeah, because like Crunch, because Crackle and Crunch are essentially the same candy bar. Yeah. But Crackle, just there's something about it that's more pleasing.
Some point, I really like the Zero Bar with like the white chocolate and the weird...
I've never actually had a Zero Bar before.
And Whatchamacallits, I said that earlier. Like, Whatchamacallits, I remember as a kid... My brother and I would go get Whatchamacallits because they're just fun to say.
There's one out there, Take Five. It's got like five different fucking ridiculous
things. It's alright, but it's got too much on.
Yeah, I'm like, that's too much shit in my mouth. And I always have shit in my mouth. Lord knows.
And, you know, anything with nougat's always a good call too, because nougat's exciting.
Nougat is totally exciting. It's the next wave.
Like, sometimes you gotta go with your Three Musketeers because you're like, nougat's all I need.
Mmm.
Plus, it floats. Have you seen the commercials?
I haven't.
They float up. They're light. They don't have any...
Nougats defy gravity, folks.
No, just the Three Musketeers.
Okay. So, the next favorite is a website. And you go first. You take your time and go first.
I'm not going to take my time. This is a podcast. We got limited time.
All right. So, I'll go first. I have a tie for first. Actually, my first favorite is boingboing.net, which is mainly, it's updated by a lot of people, but it's updated by one of my favorite internet personalities, Zini Jardin. And Boing Boing's a great site if you just want to learn about techie bullshit and fun facts and nerdy shit. So Boing Boing's great. And then overcompensating.com, which is the, comic web journal craziness by Jeffrey Rowland of Wigoo fame, and it's ridiculous and fucking hilarious, and it made me want to be a cowboy poet, which is what I am. So, yes, those are my two top favorites.
Neil the fucking cowboy poet.
I am, man.
Okay.
Tumbleweeds.
I can make fun of you for, like, the nerd stuff, but honestly, my internet life is pretty fucking lame.
Well, it's because it's looking for celebrity stuff.
Basically. No, it's... What I do is I go, and my internet life, as, like, routine, has been narrowed down to Facebook, MySpace, LiveJournal, and my Gmail.
So would you rock those as, like, your four favorites?
Like, it's, like, the ones I frequent the most. I'm not my favorite, but it's all I think of when I go to the internet. It's like, oh, there's nothing else to do, so I'll just search for games I can play online, like... Coffee Break Arcade, that's fun. You know.
See, because I essentially took myself off of the internet about 4 months ago. Like, I erased all of my MySpace, my Facebook, like, stopped writing in a live journal. I was like, this is getting a little crazy.
Yeah, but now I have secret sites, so good luck.
Yeah, we're not going to mention that. That's a secret. Secrets. I have a secret thing going on right now.
It's underground, it's webnet.
Mm.
Also, I really enjoy YouTube. It's,
YouTube is funny. They've got some...
Yeah.
We were just looking at kick... We just typed in the search, kicked in the balls.
Because
I like to watch... My favorite thing in the world is to watch people getting kicked in the balls, and that's probably disturbing, but...
Your next serial killer, Neil.
You can't kill people by kicking them in the balls.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's a way.
Well, I mean, if you kick them in the balls hard enough where you cause, like, internal bleeding, then yeah.
But. If any of you have, heard any stories about being kicked in the nuts and dying... Then send them our way.
Yeah, we want to hear that shit. That's because that's funny. I don't care.
Yeah,
if your obit involves you getting kicked in the nuts, that's funny.
Or just tragic.
Yeah, I guess. Possibly.
What if obits were caused by kicking in the nuts because you weren't born from ruptured
Well, that's just plumbing. That's just terrible.
If your father was, you were going to have a father, and then you were kicked in the nuts, and now you're never going to exist. Your father was kicked in the nuts. And so now you don't exist. You have no soul.
Now you're just being morbid.
Like, what if kicking in the nuts kills a soul, Neil? Destroys a soul that was in the testicular area.
Well, we know about my disdain for humanity. That would be okay with me.
God.
All right. We just got really dark.
Dark
like.
Let's take a moment.
Home. Focus.
Back to the list.
Yeah, dark angel like Jessica Alba.
What? Back to the list, Oprah.
Okay, so our favorite horror movie.
Oh, God.
Can you even pick one?
I love horror movies in general because for me, a horror film and a comedy are the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah, Daniel does not find things scary.
I laugh so much when I watch scary movies and Neil's crying in the corner.
Yeah, because Daniel laughed at like The Exorcist and stuff, and I thought that was frightening. So
we saw Silent Hill recently, and that kind of disturbed me a little bit just because. Come on, you get skin ripped off and thrown at people.
Like, yeah, the pyramid head guy ripped that bitch's skin off. That was scary. Yes. But I'd say my favorite horror movie. I actually have to think a little bit on this one.
Don't break yourself.
I won't hurt my brain.
God, I don't know. I like artsy films.
I actually know exactly what my favorite horror movie is. It's Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, I like that
one. That's definitely my favorite. I thought that was awesome, and it scared the fucking shit out of me.
I don't know. Well, the scariest movie I've probably seen might be Hulk Hogan playing a nanny.
Oh, was it Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Nanny.
Mr. Nanny. That's frightening.
It's definitely frightening.
That counts as a horror movie.
Show it to your kids.
Yeah, show it to your kids and they'll never do anything bad again.
Or you could play Kindergarten Cop.
And play it for your significant other and they'll never want to fuck you again.
That's what we all want.
Exactly.
Nice sense.
All right. So, up next, favorite brand of shoes.
Oh, God. When I was younger, I loved Fila.
I had a pair of Filas with fat laces. I
loved me some Filas for a while because I felt they fit the best. But yeah. I was also really fat at the time and I felt sporty. Like, Sporty Spice.
Sporty Spice.
Like some Melanie Chisholm.
She does like, techno music or dance music, well, doesn't she?
No, she actually does, like, rock. Rockish kind of things. Everybody else
is dancey. She's butch.
Yeah, she's. We're not going to get back to the light conversation. But, let's see. Then I went through this Vans phase where all about wore Vans because I was like, Vans are cool. But now, New Balances are probably my favorite right now.
Yeah. I have to say, Puma. Puma makes my most comfortable favorite shoes.
Yeah, okay.
I really enjoy Pumas.
Elitist.
Maybe I'm a hipster, but I like Pumas. At least I'm not saying Diesel. Diesel makes shoes a lot.
Even though you have
Diesel. I do own a pair of Diesels, and they lasted like 2 weeks, and they got a hole in the heel. And I was like,
Are you wearing them right now?
No, these are Asics, dude. Oh, I'm rocking some Asics.
They look like your Diesels. I don't know. I'm not a dick.
And I am. I am literally you guys don't know. The picture of us on our iTunes site, it's like, that's actually not me. I actually look like a velvety, velvety man rod.
Like, Jerry Garcia.
Yeah. What? Alright. Your favorite... I was trying to get cerebral, but I did a sad job of it. Favorite place of introspection?
That's easy for me.
What would that be?
The toilet.
The toilet? Really?
Yeah, I have the best thoughts when I'm sitting there taking a shit, and I have nothing else to do but think. Or, you know, if I have to brain fart. Speaking of toilets. If I need a moment of inspiration or something just so I can think and focus on things, I'll usually take a bath that lasts for about an hour or more, and sometimes I'll fall asleep. But not as much as Amber, my friend Amber. That's not Amber who we referenced earlier in this podcast.
Yeah.
But the previous podcast we did, exactly. She likes to sleep in bathtubs herself, yeah. So...
My favorite place of introspection is, if you know me, and you don't because you're on the internet, is a shower.
That's the shower.
And I have a weird habit.
The power shower.
And I'll be anywhere. I'm very serious about this. I've power showered at people's houses who I did not even know.
And gas stations.
And gas stations, wherever I can, you know, the YMCA, wherever I can get it. But I suddenly...
You can always get it at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Young man.
Yeah, young man. I wish I could new lyrics, but... but, no, I'll be anywhere, and if it hits, like, 3 in the morning and I'm still partying, it's shower time, no matter what. I'll just be like, I'm using your shower. And
you don't always tell her.
Yeah, sometimes it'll sneak into a shower. But I'll just take showers wherever. And part of it is I like to see, like, what other people's showers are like.
He has to use every product the person has, yeah. By the way. So if you have a little bit of product left before Neil comes over,
I'll fuck that up. But, I like showers. And then, interestingly enough...
He likes to have his vag massage, too.
That's disgusting. No, but what's been happening recently is I've actually gained some sort of acolytes in my power showering.
Like at a church?
No, not so... Well, it's actually the exact opposite of the church, because I've actually had people being showering with me.
Aren't acolytes at the church the people that go and light the candles before the service? Like,
but I'm just using acolytes as the term for my followers. My power showerettes. But no, recently I've had people who actually shower with me while I'm taking a power shower. And it's actually non-sexual. We just take a shower.
And touch each other.
To wash each other's backs.
Silence.
Okay. Crickets. So, boop. That's a cricket noise. Boop, boop. That's because crickets are digital.
Always.
So
crickets are amazing, though.
Well, yeah, of course. Probably,
actually, speaking of favorites, they might be my favorite insect. As I'm thinking, well, right, or at least at the moment, because
because
like their legs are like violins. Like, how amazing is that?
Yeah. Do you think so? Crickets would be your favorite insect?
Yeah, I guess I would say crickets are my favorite insect. Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna go with spiders, the eight-legged fiends. I like them very much. So
I mean, there are other insects that are cool, but like ladybugs, but
and dung beetles.
No, not the dung beetle, not so much. But the ladybugs, I learned, can swarm a house and take over, and that shit's not cool.
They're filthy communists. What? They're red and they swarm like a communist.
Not all of them red. Some of them are orange.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Also, those weird mutant giant beetles that have the huge, like, mandibles. That,
oh, like really... stag beetles. And
yeah, there's... Yeah. I saw one of those once. I thought it was from, like, Mars. I was, like, so freaked out. Luckily, it was dead, so I didn't, like, run. But I'm still afraid to touch it. But I might have got a superpower if I did.
Yeah, true. It's true.
You never know.
So, I'm going to skip one and go to our favorite keyboard shortcut.
Well... Considering I'm a huge failure, I love Apple Z/Control Z, which is undo.
I'm a very big fan of when you're using Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator. I love Apple Spacebar option, because it's the zoom. I always have to zoom in to get rid of pixels.
Usually it's Apple Plus.
But actually, in Illustrator, it's different.
Well, why would they make it complicated like that?
I don't know.
It's not very user-friendly.
It's not, but I do like that. I do like that shortcut. So, and I use it way too often. So,
But yes. Zooming is good when you're doing photo manipulation.
Yes, because I do a lot of that, because I...
Excuse me while I cough.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah.
All right, So next one is...
Is that a word for vagina?
No, that's like...
For snatch?
It's like hoo-hoo.
But there's hoo-ha.
I guess so. Like, stick it in your hoo-ha?
Yeah, check out that hoo-ha.
That's a loose hoo-ha.
That hoo-ha is billowing. Does your hoo-ha...
Gaping booty.
Does your hoo-ha billow? Ever?
No, it doesn't bellow. It's not a bellowing hoo-ha.
Not bellowing. Billowing.
Like billowing. Like
a fly.
Like in the wind.
Yes.
No, well, perhaps. It's that long.
Like my giant clit?
Yes, like Daniel, like previously mentioned in episode 2, Daniel's enormous flapping clit.
In case you haven't noticed, we're going to reference ourselves all the time, so you have to listen to everything we do.
Exactly.
Which means you're never going to listen to anything. Yeah. But,
yeah. So the next up is favorite TV character.
Well, we were talking about Karen Walker last podcast, so I think she's great.
Megan Mullally.
But which means, you know, you might want to date with her, too, if you come to our eBay auction.
We could hook that up, maybe.
No, not really, but
look, it'd be nice. Let's just give them fake promises.
In about a year and a half when I'm famous.
Yeah.
Then she'll be like, ooh. But you have to make us famous first. Then she'll be all about it.
Yeah. So, Daniel's going to LA, I'm going to New York. We're going to the fame towns.
Yeah, so we're going to be fame town-rific.
Yeah.
Fame!
I have to admit, I hate to admit this. I really do. My favorite TV character, Jean-Luc Picard. Definitively. Definitively. It's Jean-Luc Picard. I'm sorry. I didn't like Star Trek until 3 weeks ago. I always hated it. But I developed a dorky, horrible, embarrassing, that I'm announcing out loud on a podcast, obsession with Star Trek TNG,
see,
The Next Generation.
You told me about this, like, maybe a week and a half ago, and then you threatened my life if I told anyone, and now you're telling the world.
Well, because I've lost my inhibitions now. I don't care. I like Star Trek The Next Generation, and Jean-Luc Picard is my favorite. So the next one is our favorite musical.
Well, it's sad because I haven't seen that many. I've only been in two.
And you're gay.
And yeah.
That's a shocker. It's giving you... Daniel just made the shocker hand motion. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but...
Yeah.
One in the pink, two in the stink, as it were.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
But, listening to musical soundtracks as I sometimes might indulge upon, I really love the concept of Avenue Q and the music from it, because it's hilarious.
If you haven't heard of Avenue Q, just Google that shit and check it out. It's very funny.
It's very, very funny. So I'm going to go with that. Also, the music from Wicked, which everyone loves, so that's also a good call, I guess.
I'm going to say, and this is a little old school, but it's the only musical I've ever really enjoyed, Flower Drum Song.
What's that?
It's a... I'm going to let people find that out on their own, and they'll laugh when I do. But it's an old musical.
Is it about a virgin?
It's about... It's Asian-oriented.
About a virgin?
I don't think it's about a virgin.
A virgin and her snatch that got lost.
Daniel is being filthier than I'm usually
I'm
today.
Not filthy.
You've said the word snatch like three times tonight. That's pretty filthy, dude.
Somebody go back and count that. We'll
yeah, we'll count the snatches.
We're not going to do it. They can.
Yeah, you can count the snatches. Because you know you do.
You love to count snatch. So,
all right, let's say...
Next on the list.
Next is body part, other people.
Body...
I know what mine is.
Well, I know what Neil's is, too.
Do you really?
The back?
Yes. Yes, the female back. And I don't mean the backside. I mean back.
This the back.
There's something about shoulder blades I find very beautiful.
I can't really pick a favorite, I don't think. Just because
it's dick.
It's not.
It's the dick.
Because different parts and different people are attractive. Like, some people's bellies are really attractive. Some people have really nice thighs. Some people have nice ass. I don't know. And
me. I got a nice ass.
Nice. Nice ass, just like Jerry Garcia.
What is this Jerry Garcia shit, man?
I don't know.
But you have to pick one. You gotta pick one.
I don't pick things. I told you I'm bad at favorites before we ever began this podcast.
You began the favorite podcast.
I know. I said it was my idea.
It is.
But I told you also that I'm bad at picking favorites because I'm such a diverse human being.
He is, though. That's true. Daniel is very...
I'm not just eclectic to be trendy.
No, yeah, he's just actually eclectic. Surprisingly enough, Daniel's actually just eclectic. It's very true. But this one's a little more personal. Body part, your own.
I think my eyes are nice, but that's such a...
I agree with that. No, you have nice eyes, though.
I like my eyes a lot.
Yeah, Daniel has nice eyes, everybody.
But they're always covered by my glasses.
His glasses. My favorite body part of my own is my hands, because they're so fucked up. Seriously,
mangled hands.
I bite my fingernails, I bite skin off my fingers, I have a lot of scars on my hands because I do a lot of...
Hands-on activities.
Like, I make art and then I also work at a frame shop, so... My hands are just, like, very... They look like old man hands. They're not wrinkled, but they're all fucked up.
I also think my other favorite body part that's a real body part, because I think eyes is facial treatment. Facial attribute.
Freudian slip.
What? I think I love my calves, because I think I have great legs.
Yeah.
I have really, really nice legs, because my body is disproportionate. So I have, like, really, really chiseled, defined legs, and then upper body that's just, like, a blob. So
That's just being mean to yourself.
You're mean to yourself all the time.
Man. That's true. That's true, I am.
Because we hate you.
We all hate Neil. Alright, so the next up is our favorite video game.
I don't... Okay, well... I can pick.
I think you can.
Because it's more back to my childhood kind of thing. Just always being a Mortal Kombat series person.
Yes.
So the Mortal Kombat series always just win me over. So I can sit and play Mortal Kombat all the time.
Get over here!
I also enjoy playing the Tony Hawk games with my friends on two-player mode. And Lara Croft is a good time killer by myself. So
mine, definitively...
Definitively, that word.
Katamari Damacy. I don't know if you guys know what this game is.
You pick up shit in a ball.
You roll shit into a ball. I like both Katamari Damacy games. It's just fucking Google that shit too, man. It's you're a little prince of the universe, and you roll everything, fucking bottle tops to cows to people to shoes. You roll it up in a big ball.
I also like Kirby.
Kirby's fun.
Kirby is fun.
Kirby is fun. He's a cute character, too.
Because, like, he gets that little wand, and he's like, bloop.
We're fans of Kirby. Bloop. We're Kirby fans. Alright, so favorite animal.
Well, by default, that's a dolphin.
Yeah, your default is a dolphin.
My default.
Do you know, I have to interject really quick. One time, I was searching the internet for funny stuff, and I visited this website called Portal of Doom. Which was run by this guy, Kaythor Jensen, who's actually a good cartoonist.
And very uplifting, apparently.
But, yeah. But essentially, Portal of Doom was links to just really fucked up sites. And one of the sites it linked to was How to Fuck a Dolphin. And it was a really detailed text. It was essentially a text file.
Was this for girls or guys?
For guys. And it was how to seduce and fuck a dolphin. And it was... I can say it was the weirdest shit I think I've ever read in my life.
So how did it work out for you?
I was unable to do it because I was at SeaWorld and that got kicked out really quickly.
My bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens.
Yeah.
I think
also scientific fact: male dolphins have S-shaped penises.
They also have sex for pleasure, which everyone knows.
Yeah.
I think the reason I love dolphins is because they are intellectuals.
Yeah, they're the intellectuals of the animal world.
And they're playful, and they are in gangs.
Yes. They form... There's Bloods and Crips, and...
This is pretty much the Dolphins versus the Sharks.
Yeah.
like the Jets and the Sharks.
Yeah, they stick sharks in the gills. My favorite animal, everyone who knows me knows, is a penguin. I like penguins a lot. I always have, always will. I will say March of the Penguins, I thought, was horrid. I don't want to see penguins dying. But I have a house full of penguin paraphernalia that's actually kind of embarrassing.
Do you want to see Happy Feet?
Happy Feet?
Animated cartoon about penguins. That movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, definitely I want to see Happy Feet.
Yeah. It's got, like, Elijah Wood and Robin Williams. I'm pretty sure.
Elijah Wood is also kind of penguin-esque in his own way.
Yeah.
And then
Elijah Wood, come hang out with us.
Yeah, please. Because I'll beat the shit out of you.
Did you throw away the list?
No, because we're on the last one, and I know what it is. The last one is your favorite internet phenomenon.
Oh, dear. I think my favorite internet phenomenon is After School Special.
Really? Us. Us.
And you also agree, don't you, audience? Everyone, yes, everyone, clap your hands.
Yay! Applause for us.
Crickets.
More cricket noises.
More crickets.
Let me see. My favorite internet phenomenon. There's so many that I hate, like Numa Numa, and
okay. Let me just say, Ozone as a band, I love them. They had some good, fun music. Better than that song that was ruined by
Daniel knew who Ozone were.
By that kid who just had to be retarded
yeah.
and sing along. But, you know, they are a fun band.
Well, there's the given here. Like, there's this...
They broke up!
Did they?
The band is over.
Well, probably because of him.
Probably.
But, yeah, there's so many givens. There's, like, you know, like the Star Wars kid. There's... You know, you can just think of millions of them.
Pretty much anything that you can watch on... Shit.
Oh, yeah, the VH1 show.
Yeah, the VH1 show.
Hosted by... The fucking guy who just yells and yes. thinks yelling is funny. Patrice O'Neill.
Web junk, that's the shit.
Yeah. Fuck you, Patrice O'Neill, by the way. You fucking aren't funny at all.
But VH1, you want to hire us? We're
down. VH1, if you want us on, you know, I Love the 80s, 3 million and 5, we're down. We'll do it.
Or even, you know, I Love the 60s, we can lie.
Yeah, we'll lie. We'll
be right there.
For you. Yeah. We'll lie for you.
For you.
My favorite internet phenomenon is definitely it's the flying spaghetti monster from Boing Boing. I think that shit's funny as hell.
Well, I haven't seen, so I'll go. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but so I think we should probably Daniel and I were bored. We've been last night. We got wasted with our friend Mariah, who, although I said she was a cheater in the last episode, is actually a fantastic person and really fun to hang out with.
And not here right now because she's studying for an exam.
Yeah, poor thing. But,
we don't study.
Yeah, we don't study shit.
We
did a podcast.
We
went to bed, like...
Together.
Together. No, we went to bed really late. Really late, like...
Seven
in the morning late, and didn't wake up until like five or six.
I made pancakes.
Yeah, and Daniel made pancakes for dinner, which was pretty awesome.
Which was basically breakfast.
And they were fucking fantastic pancakes, by the way.
It's about time for lunch for me at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's about time to eat. So we're gonna have lunch after this.
Sheets.
Oh, I can deal with that.
Sheets is good.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Sheets, but so we were...
Sheets, and it's free food.
Oh, Sheets. Props.
Sheets. Sheets is awesome.
But,
Sheets, 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 Sheets. Touchscreen at the Sheets.
Oh.
It's like Waffle House jingle.
It is.
You go to Waffle House and play the jukebox?
Yeah, but my favorite Waffle House song is Waffle House Hash Browns, I Love You.
I think The Raisins in My Toast is my favorite
song. Yeah, that's a good song.
Raisins.
I don't know if you Northerners have Waffle House or not, but you're fucking missing out. I think
they're supposed to be everywhere. They're based in South Carolina.
Yeah.
But that's true. That's unfortunate.
But what I was going to say was, Daniel and I have spent basically the day doing...
What?
Daniel and I have spent... I am retarded.
Right
Daniel now. And I have spent the day just sort of fucking around and having fun on the internet and doing stupid shit and laughing. But so we
Which is what we would do by ourselves anyways.
Yeah, that's...
Why not do it with a buddy?
Hey, why not? But we made this clip of...
Well, we took sound effects on my Soundtrack Pro program.
And
made a new one.
Yeah.
So,
You guys should hear it, because it's funny.
We don't really know how to interpret it. It's kind of difficult to figure out what the sound effect would
it's
be
like,
for.
What?
So,
it's like, what would that be used for?
So, you can just, instead of playing a song, you get a sound effect.
Yeah, decide for yourselves.
There you go.